Hello and welcome to another edition of Your Wednesday Wisdom. I am your host, Ralphie Martinez with Martinez Elite Fitness. We're on episode 172 and today is going to be Wednesday, March 3rd. I'm actually recording another one real quick. Excuse my interruptions with music and getting my truck started and all that good stuff. So here we go. Episode 172. Tara and I will probably record something as well. Maybe even about this specific topic that I needed to make sure that I got started because, and this has no, like, I'm not aiming this at anyone specifically, but as a whole, we need to do better. And it starts with me, like a good leader, right? Starts with the thumbs pointing at themselves, and it starts with me, but then it trickles down, and I need everybody else to be on the same page. I need everybody with the same mindset as me on this. And that is when you are doing a workout and you are finished, and let's say we have to wait for everybody to be done to get to the finisher. You should, one, mind your business as far as making sure you're out of the way of everybody. And two, shouting a little here and there, hey, you got this so-and-so. Or if someone else is done, hey, good job. Bringing each other up, right? We got to lift each other up while we're in the shit, while we're done with the shit, and before we start the shit. And more importantly, and I'm going to give this as if my point of view, if I was a member of a gym, which is different for me because I own the gym, but if I were a member of it, or like when I was going to jujitsu, I made sure that when I first walked in, I said hi to everybody. You have to, like, it's a must in a jujitsu gym. It's a it's a sign of respect. You say hi to everybody. That's how you learn everybody's names, all that good stuff. And then afterwards you said goodbye to everybody, but you all left pretty much at the same time, unless someone was like going over technique with somebody else. That was a little side thing, or, everybody was done, but people were chit chatting and hanging out. Like that's the time you can leave. You don't leave when someone else is still working or someone's coaching or teaching. And a good example is a workout that we had today. Everybody got to go to the finisher. Pretty much all classes got to go to the finisher as soon as you were done with the workout and you were ready to. That doesn't necessarily mean when I'm done, I'm going to leave. Because if I was finished before somebody else, and again, this is something personally, I'm sitting down, I'm in a stretch, and I'm going to cheer on those that are still doing it, that are getting the finisher done. Because I know what it was like, you know, rewind 30 seconds to 2 minutes ago, and I was still doing the shit. And I know what it's like to be right there where that person is, and vice versa. Someone's going to know what I'm going through because they were just through it on the skier. They were on calorie 8, and it would have been so nice to hear, hey, Ralphie, good job, man. You got it. You're almost there. Hey, so-and-so, you got it. You're almost there. Instead of, let me go to my fucking cell phone, or let me grab my shit and let me leave while other people are still going. And pretty soon, I'm going to, how do I put this without, I know you're not all children, but the disrespect shown while someone's still working and you're fucking leaving is astronomical. And just like these motherfuckers that don't put their carts back, that says a lot about you. I usually say, all right, guys, have a good night or have a good day. See you tomorrow. And then that's like the dismissal, right? That's kind of like the unwritten rule of like, hey, okay, I'm dismissed when they say this. And that's just kind of usually how it's always been. All right, guys, have a great night. We'll see you later. Anyone have any questions? Like, you know, like that's coming to the point where we're going to dismiss you. If you're someone who, I think this pisses me off more than somebody like leaving before someone else is done. If you're someone who, as soon as you finish the workout, you grab your cell phone, you're a fucking asshole. And if you're someone who, again, chooses to, in that moment, like it's one thing if you're laying down gasping for air because you just fucking got done with the workout. I'm not talking about like that moment. I'm talking about you've had a couple of minutes to get yourself together. We're waiting for other people so we can get to the finisher. We're waiting on other people that are still doing the finisher. Like those are the moments where we need to lift each other up. Those are the moments that we need to tell one another, you're almost there, you got it. Because that's the only way we grow. As a whole, Martinez Elite Fitness will not grow anymore if we don't choose to pick one another up in order to grow and in order to accomplish new shit. Today, I acknowledge someone's choice to go heavier on a box, heavier on a wall ball. And that was Mary. Mary at 5:15 used a 16-inch box, 14-pound wall ball, and a 25-pound dumbbell to do the floor presses with, and then the devil's presses that we did today. And the rep scheme was 20-15-10-5. Devil's presses, box jumps, and wall balls. And it was a shitty fucking workout. And acknowledging something that Mary had not done yet, and because she said something out loud, in order, like that kind of went hand in hand with, you know, kind of acknowledging that if we don't do it now, when the fuck's it gonna happen? Like that's of course paraphrasing, but that's along the lines of what Mary had, you know, kind of said out loud. If not now, then when? And that's exactly right. I'll go heavier next week, and then next week you don't fucking show up, or oh shit. Mary did 25, I'm going 40. Mary inspired me to up my box game during the workout. I went from 20 inches for two rounds, then 24, and then 30. I hadn't jumped on a 30-inch box in probably over a year. And that's just because I didn't push myself. I would have just stuck on 20 inches for the whole workout today had Mary not stepped her game up this morning. If I had not even, like, noticed, right? But I'm paying attention. We notice certain things. We want people to know that we're noticing certain things. And maybe I don't notice everything. You know, I've been hearing Kelly L. complain about how I didn't notice her going from 12 to 15 pounds. Congratulations, Kelly. You got the shout out on Wednesday Wisdom. But it's those things that are just going to keep building us up. And I'm hoping by the time you guys hear this that if we're in the red tier, and now the work fucking starts. Now I can open the doors. I can take down the papers. I can post on social media without getting, you know, without the fear of fucking getting in trouble. And now is the time that my work really starts now. And I need everybody to be on the same page with lifting each other up. There is no exceptions anymore. I am now making the decision. No exceptions anymore of leaving fucking workout while not everybody is done. There will be fucking consequences and repercussions for those that decide to do that. There will be consequences and repercussions if the first fucking thing you do is go and grab your cell phone rather than tell somebody, good job, you're almost there, keep it up. Because I need more of that. Everybody needs more of that. If our business is going to grow, we need it. And again, now's the time because the work is now starting. It's restarted a million fucking times since last year. And now is the time that I need to start putting my foot down on certain things to make our atmosphere and our community better and stronger. Okay, so think about that the next time you're about to start, when you're in the middle, or when you're done. Who have you told, good job, keep up the work? And who has told it to you? Lift each other up. Challenge each other. I love when I get to jump into a workout and say, hey, so-and-so, we're racing. Although I'm joking, part of me is really, I'm racing this motherfucker right now. And that's only making me better. Whether they tag along with it, that's totally up to them. And if it helps them, fucking amazing. It's time to lift each other up, being more vocal. And again, thumbs pointing inward because it starts with me. All right, guys, think about that. Be better at it. Be better. Let's do better. Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you in the gym.